What up, people? It's your man, Animal Brown, back again. Day 10 of the 12 days of Christmas. You know what time of year it is, man. It's better to give than to receive. So here we are providing you 12 reviews that we may have skipped over during the year. All right? This go-round, first of all, it's back to me and Lou. All right, we're rapping about this Belly Immigrant album. We're going across the border to Canada to talk some Belly. Let's see what this project was hitting on. Without further ado, let's get to it. All right, man, 12 days of Christmas. It's your boy Animal Brown. Follow me, Animal_Brown, Instagram, Twitter, and Snap.
I am Spike Lou. I guess this is another review in the books. 12 days of Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Absolutely, man. Okay, Saint Nick.
That's it. I am at Saint Nick on Instagram and Twitter as well. Dropping off those gifts this year.
You tricking this year. That's what's up.
No.
Immigrant, man. We going Belly. We going across the border. Ontario.
Ontario.
I've been to Ontario. Man, they looked at me like I was an alien.
I'm saying, don't get it confused.
They were looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing here? I was like, damn, for real? Okay.
Yeah, they ain't want you there at all.
But they want Belly there? Look at Belly.
Belly looks like
man bun.
Belly look like he belongs there. 100%. When I went to Vancouver, it was like Belly's and Jen Lee's. There was no in between. Yeah, it was all
Asian.
What the
fuck is a Jen Lee?
Asian people. There were all Asian people or all like, I don't want to say the wrong thing here.
Asian community, that was Spike Lou.
Hey, listen.
That was not Animal Brown.
All you got to do is Google Vancouver. Like, the majority of people there are Asian, or it's either, like, Muslim, Indian people. Those are the two.
So nowhere for me to visit, then, is what you're saying. I'm good.
It was pretty cool, though. Asian people weren't going.
I can see that.
Beside no story, though, we went in an Asian, we went in an Asian, like, little foot salon thing to get
foot salon?
You get your nails and your foot shit did,
you got
whatever
your nails
it's called.
Did?
No, foot, feet, whatever it's called. So it was like two of them sitting there. I tried to. It was like two of them sitting there. They wasn't helping nobody, just sitting around.
They don't have to.
Can we get the pedicure? And they was like, oh, no, we're busy. Chinese lady walk right in. Like, yeah, we got you. I'm like, okay.
That's anywhere.
Definitely up there in Vancouver, though. They looking out for their own.
That's how we all should be. Mm. All right, Belly, man. Immigrant. October 12th was the drop date.
All right.
You were skeptical about Belly. I know what you used to say about him when we talked about him last year when he had a mixtape called Mumble Rap. What were your expectations going in to listening to this Immigrant?
I looked at his hair, that man bun, and I was like, no, I wasn't rocking with it. There's no way this dude can rap. I didn't know where he was from, and the name of the project was Immigrant. I really didn't even know if it was rap, to be honest. So my expectations were nothing, and I don't even know what made me listen to this, other than people gassing it up in this review. But I did listen to it, and I was totally surprised.
Yeah. Just a little background, man. Palestinian rapper from Canada.
Hence the Immigrant.
Yeah, exactly. He signed to XO, which is The Weeknd's joint, and Roc Nation. So he got some people behind him. He's been rapping since 2005, and the Mumble Rap was his last project. I know him from Body and Freestyles.
Body and Freestyles on YouTube?
No, yeah, but just like in radio shows and shit. So when he go to like Sway, or when he goes to like
Leaker, LA Leakers.
Yeah, LA Leakers. Like he be bodying shit.
Couple immigrants with guns in their Diodoras. Catch a body, just a product of the diaspora. Yeah. Too blind to see the horror. Too numb to feel the aura. I need a love like Stephen Laura, Robin Rita. Hold up.
Okay.
Violating, they might kill you for it. You don't want that kind of smoke. I feel like Philip Morris.
Okay.
My spirit is torn. I hear it and still ignore it. I'm popping orange pills in the hills with Lauren. Warning, I don't need to get my palm red. To know I'm about to smack rappers until my palm red. Baguettes in my Rolex, homie, that's long bread. I think they got me on the wrong meds. That's when we all said we were dying just to make a living until we came back and made a killing. But that's all connected. Hero, villain, it's all perspective. Trigger happy police killings. They so selective when you skin off.
But I ain't know his story, though. And honestly, I didn't know if I wanted to know his story until I listened to this. We get the Immigrant. You hear him have given stories about how that he may or may not have had to escape Palestine. Like, I don't know what that life is like. I don't need to know. But I thought once you kind of listen to him and like peep his story out, it's a story worth hearing. I always forget that he can rap. It's always surprising. Like, you know it, but then when you listen to the album, you're like, damn, he's spitting on here. Like, he's ripping
he
this
rap,
shit.
Rap.
Yeah, now hey, this nigga can rap, rap.
He can rap, rap.
You combine that with his unique perspective, which not many people can claim that do rap. They're from Palestine and had to escape and live in Canada and kick it with Weeknd and Roc Nation.
Yeah.
So he's got a nice story, nice kind of rags to riches kind of story. So I'm here for it, man. And I thought it was tough, man, my first listen. I'm not going to lie. It's slick banging and everything.
It is. When I walked away with it, my first thought was, this dude is everything that you want French Montana to be.
Mm.
Like, the way French Montana can't rap and always got all the dope beats and the flyer videos and all the dope features, and he running with Puff. And you like, how is French Montana doing this and he cannot rap?
Right. Or Belly, sing.
Or anything.
Or dance.
Belly can do. He's talented.
Or act.
So in conclusion, my thought process was, where French Montana is, if Belly was replacing him, no one would be mad, including French.
French Montana hates you right now.
That's cool.
I will say,
he start rapping better.
If I had to go, as long as it motivate him. if I had to go highlights, ironically, I got to go Dust with French Montana. that shit fire, shit banging like a motherfucker, though.
I've been Rilla, my pen illa. Hey. You suffer than Ben Stella in a chinchilla.
Hey.
Sim Simma, Sim Simma. Who got the keys to my Bimmer? The Alpina.
Hey.
Fuck a cult, we define a culture. So they keep us in the vault, just a sign of vultures.
Hey.
Designer hostess, Ferragamo loafers. Overtime, still ballin', throw my timers over. Look, up north, I'm the soya and the duck sauce. Tryna shake the paranoia from the drugs off. No love lost, but you know that kind of love cost. It made me go and get my heart and knock the dust off.
I give to him, I can take French in doses, paused, and that's good enough for that song, and it makes sense. I also liked Another Note, which is the intro. I like especially when he took the pause about where him and his family used to be cramped up in one place, and then he copped the big dog crib, like all of that.
Flashbacks.
That shit, that shit was hard.
It felt authentic.
And I like the Street Cathedral, which is the last song. I thought he ended it on a high note. The bookends were perfect. Intro, outro, everything in between helped tell the story. It's a very dope project. I want to say I was surprised, but not really, because I know what he can do lyrically. I just didn't know he could put a full project together like this. Like, it's frying mumble rap from last year, and that was solid.
And I was surprised, because with titles like Immigrant and Mumble Rap, it never really just stood out to me. So I thought it was some bullshit. I ain't going to lie. Like, I didn't think that I would turn on a project like Immigrant and him be spitting like this. You said the bookends of the album were dope. I agree. In the middle, Numbers with Yo Gotti, I feel like, was a dope feature. It wasn't forced, but it was a different vibe for the album, but it still fit.
Yeah,
so that made a lot of sense for me. I had Dust with French Montana as well, even though French didn't show up at all. and What Does It Mean? What Does It Mean was one of my favorite ones on there. He kind of slowed it down.
He kind of sang it on there.
Yeah,
bit.
I like that. I like what he was doing with that. He ain't scared to take risks. Like, he can step outside of the box and just not just give you bars, but also expand the song and give you a little melody, give you a little singing bars, and it not sound bad, not sound forced, and he don't do too much of it. He do just enough as to where you're like, okay, I'm cool with that. I'm rocking.
I was under black clouds. Even stayed down when they left me in the background. Feeling like I'm trapped now. Mama didn't know she was living in the trap house. Those stones from your glass house. Pops got a lot, gotta hug him through the glass now. They said I wouldn't last, how am I still here? It's gotta mean something.
That All For You. All For Me. It says featuring Metro Boomin. I'm not sure exactly what Metro did on there. That shit banging,
yeah,
though.
That's a fact.
Like, that's another banger, which leads me to my lowlights. It's not many. Like, you could argue the features was kind of weak. Obviously the French Montana, we've shit on him enough.
Yeah.
The Meek verse was cool. It's forgettable. I don't even necessarily remember how it goes right now. So and then you got Nav. Like, he did okay on that song. I'm not really a fan of his, though. Like, yeah. I think he kind of corny. But so if anything, if I had to pick straws and just complain about something, it would be that the features were kind of weak, man. Other than that, I don't really got many holes.
What I would say is, the feature was okay to me. I don't think they did a good job of getting it out there. Like, if you have a product like this, like, it should
Rock
be.
Rock Nation, yeah, behind you.
Rock Nation behind XO. You. Like, all of this big boy stuff surrounding it, yet I rarely hear Belly's name. I rarely hear him mentioned with people like New Class or artists or whatever it may be. Whatever class he's supposed to be in, I never hear him talked about. You have to get it through word of mouth. Like, somebody told me to tell somebody else about it, and that's how I was finally able to listen to it, but I don't see him anywhere. I feel like if they were to do anything with the album, it'd be promoted more, and then once they get people in, all the work is going to speak for itself.
I think it's because he doesn't really. The only time I've heard him on the radio was when he was on G Easy's remix. Other than that, like, you're not gonna hear Belly with his single out here on the radio. I can't remember off the top of my head what the mumble rap track was that got a little bit of burn, but it wasn't anything to make you or the casual listener hear it. So yes, it's gonna be a word of mouth thing. It's gonna have to be my homeboy was telling me about it, or I heard him on a fucking Madden or something like that. That's the only way you're gonna come across it, and that is a problem.
And yeah, that's unfortunate, because he has the ability to be able to hold up. Like, he has the ability. He's one of those people that if you see the commercial for 2 weeks and you're like, man, I'm tired of them talking about this dude, and you finally listen to his album, you see, oh, I see why they were talking about him for 2 weeks. He got that bag. So yep. I just think that a lot of people could do a lot more to push his album as far as it being out there on a commercial level, because he's ready for that.
He got the song feature with Weeknd, right? So here's my question. Weeknd and Ty Dolla $ign have been killing shit all year.
Okay.
You can only have one feature.
Ty Dolla $ign.
Damn.
Real quick.
That was quick.
Yeah, real. Because just based Weeknd? Off this Weeknd feature.
Now, this Weeknd feature was some look cool.
Yeah, and also, too, like, and we just talking, if we're talking about just from a sound standpoint, to me, it's going to sound better if Ty Dolla $ign is doing it. But if you put the Weeknd on it, it's going to go further. The Weeknd got that Michael Jackson poppy sound where everybody might not like it, but everybody's going to hear it.
I think if I'm going club banger, it's Ty Dolla $ign for sure. Mm-hmm. If I'm going like fire ass album cut, then it's Weeknd.
I need a stadium joint, I'm calling the Weeknd. Anything else?
Yeah, but then you're going to be on a little pop.
That's why I said Ty Dolla $ign first, because I don't really want to be in Europe doing that. Not right now, I'm good.
If I had to go rating, I'm going fairly high, man. I'm going 4 reels.
Woo.
Now, by definition, mics wise, it was slamming definite satisfaction. We don't say slamming anymore, so I'm going to say it's banging fire. Definite satisfaction.
All right. I'm going to see your 4 reels, and I'm going to go 3.5. I'm going to say
what?
3.5 reels is dope, very dope project, very surprising for me. It was satisfaction, but I can't give it 4.
You're running this back, though. You're going to run this back.
Yeah, I'm running this back.
And you're going to revisit this, and you're going to be like, damn, let me listen to that mumble rap now.
Yeah, but it's not slamming, though. I ain't going to definitely go slamming. And I ain't checked out that mumble rap yet, but you're right, I do have it on the up-to-do list, so I will do that just because of this album, but I'm going to go 3.5. Dope.
What do you think can take him to the next level? Because he's been rapping for a minute though, so it's not like he's a rookie, so to speak. So that's why it's hard to put him in a class.
Your man gonna have to come through and do the 6 God things. Wow. You gonna have to snatch up one of these songs. Well, first Belly has to make the song that Drake can jump on, and then once he makes that song,
they need to team up.
Yeah, he need that.
Is Weeknd green lighting that?
He fuck with Drake now, right?
Are they back?
They back. Yeah, I think they back. Cool.
All right.
Drake feature. I think that's what's going to take him. Because Drake already said he liked his music or some shit like that.
Okay.
I just think, and it wouldn't feel forced to me, because I feel like this is like one of them waves that Drake would jump on and people would be like, oh, this dude is dope. You know, right. Like Migos and all the other ones. So
don't do Drake like he's a culture vulture. Don't do that, though. I mean, that's what we're not going to do.
Fat meat is greasy.
He create waves.
Fat meat is greasy.
He creates waves. My
grandmama always told me. Fat meat is greasy.
Oh, my God. shout out to Belly, though. I think, listen, man, he got the XO behind him. Mm-hmm. He got the Roc Nation behind him. There's no reason why he shouldn't be named into some of these people's favorite rappers. He just needs to get out there more, jump on other people's projects so he can kind of spread his wings a little bit and just get his story out there. Like, dude, I know where the fuck he was from. I just knew he had a man bun and sunglasses on all the time.
The only two things I knew about Belly. 19-minute YouTube documentary.
That'll be tough.
He definitely needs that.
That'll be tough. I'll watch that. Get the bag behind it. Get the drones and shit. Extra 4K.
Yeah, use
shit.
That Roc Nation bread.
That'll be cool. Yeah, Jay. Yeah. Hey, Jay, if you're listening, Hov, get the Belly documentary, man. Overseas and everything, like in the war zone.
Exactly. His dad doing shit and stuff.
I'm here for that.
I want to see that, because that's a new hip hop story.
You don't get many of those.
You ain't seen that.
So that's it, man. That's what we thought about Belly. Immigrant, y'all let us know. Go to Facebook, search groups, type in Rap Chat, find us, let us know what you thought about this Immigrant.
Yep.
You ain't gonna say nothing about this fucking Instagram or Twitter?
No.
There's more than Facebook.
Well, this ain't the first one. They ought to be like 5 in there, so y'all ought to just go back and listen to those. No. Instagram, On Deck TV podcast. Yes, go check it out. We will post up all of the episodes that we're doing in this 12 Days of Christmas. Let us know your rating, what you think, 1 to 5 reels. Also on the Twitters, check us out and respond to those tweets once we put it up, and let us know your rating as well, whichever the social media platforms that you prefer.
Absolutely, man. Till the next time.